Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
My name is Steve Dale. There's a program called Sound, A Sound Beginning, and I will tell you about an event coming up there in just a couple of minutes. I just returned from the taping of the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's one of the very few dog shows like it left in the nation, where the dogs are actually out there for people to see all the time. There's only a handful of those dog shows left. This is the Kennel Club of Philadelphia that has this one of the few benched shows, as they're called, and had the opportunity to talk with my pal, dog show announcer David Fry, and also the great John O'Hurley. He is incredible. You know him from Seinfeld, right? I mean, he played J. Peterman, but O'Hurley has done everything in show business. I mean, really, he's announced golf events. He's been on Broadway. He has been in numerous other productions, traveling all over the country, theater productions. He's been on all sorts of sitcoms. I don't know, dozens and dozens of sitcoms. He was on a soap opera once. He's in TV history, apparently, because he played twins in one soap opera. And to make the twins different from one another, he did something very funny. And you can hear and see him on my Facebook page. We did a Facebook Live with Mr. Fry and Mr. O'Hurley. And you can go to my Facebook fan page and you can still watch it. I mean, it's there. The great thing about the dog show, it presents so many different dogs, and it's fun, and these dogs are having a great time, but it's what Purina is doing that really excites me. You know, last week on the show, As It Happens, I spoke about how the Veterans Administration, by the way, my phone number, 312-981-7200, I will have some time, so text me at that number, 312-981-7200, or call. And I can answer your pet behavior questions. So, As It Happens, I was talking about the Veterans Administration last week and how, despite anecdotal evidence to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of veterans who have said, and we've had them on the show over the years, having a service dog has made a difference for me. Now I can get up in the morning with a different attitude. Now I can go outside just to go shopping. Now I could sleep through the night, or if I get up, I know my dog is there, and that makes a difference for me. Oh, all those drugs that I was on, I'm not on any anymore, or I'm on fewer, or the dose is less. We know the number of people coming back from war with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome is at a record high. It continues to be. We also know that suicide rates are related to that. There's a direct correlation. Now, when they are doing better, I don't know that you're ever cured of PTSD, but when they're doing better, and it may be because of a service dog, those suicide rates plummet to about what they are for the general public in America. 20% of Iraq war veterans, 11% of Afghanistan war veterans report battling PTSD. The VA offers drugs, and they offer psychological help, all of which is appropriate. But they don't want to talk about service dogs because they say there is no scientific evidence. Here's the problem I have with that. First of all, there is. I know one of the researchers who, what was it, a year and a half ago, Dr. Maggie O'Hare at Purdue, demonstrated quite clearly the difference that these dogs can make. She studied two groups of soldiers that included only soldiers that had been deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq, and over 90% served in the Army, and she did see a difference when they had a service dog. Okay, so there's science, and other science aside, what from what she's done, which is quite amazing. I mean, she made a great point of saying these dogs really do work. The veterans were provided dogs from an organization called Canines for Warriors, and it made an enormous difference for these individuals as their PTSD symptoms were mostly mitigated. All right, she's not alone. Others have done research. But moreover, you have all these individuals saying it's made a difference. I think it comes down to money. I think the VA doesn't want to say that these dogs work because they don't want to be responsible. If it works, maybe they'd have to pay for it is what they're thinking. I'm unclear about that, but I am clear that these dogs work. So here's what Purina is doing. You know Tony La Russa, right? I mean, this is the White Sox station. He began, not his baseball career, I think. Didn't he begin his career with the Cardinals? I think so, as a player. But as a manager with the Chicago White Sox. And we chatted about that a little bit on a Facebook Live I did with Mr. La Russa that you can see on my fan page. But what La Russa talked about is a program that he has begun with an animal shelter that he is the founder of called the Animal Rescue Foundation. And what he's done is he's decided to train these dogs that are in need of rescue. They are shelter dogs that have not been adopted, that totally need rescuing right now. Of course, the dogs have to have an appropriate personality to be trained. And then what they do is they indeed train these dogs. They train them to be partners as service dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. And then the veterans even participate in helping to train the dog. So you're saving a dog. In a sense, you're saving a person. And the suicide rate is so high that you kind of are potentially saving a person. But you're actually saving yet another dog that now there's additional space at his animal shelter for. So this is an amazing program, and you can help raise money for this. I'm not asking you for any money. Just write why your dog means something special to you, why you are thankful for your dog. After all, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and the National Dog Show presented by Purina will be on Thanksgiving Day, right? So just hashtag why you're thankful for your dog in a sentence, a phrase, doesn't have to be 20 paragraphs, in any social media platform, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and then at Purina or tag Purina. That's all you have to do, and Purina will donate $1. Now, every time somebody does this, through the 25th, I believe, of the month, they are going to add $1. Every time somebody does it, up to something like $25,000, that will get a lot of dogs paired with a lot of veterans, potentially saving a lot of lives. I want to take your phone calls. I want to talk to you. I have some text here. 312-981-7200. If you have pet dog so far, but I'm happy to talk cats. Behavior questions right here on WGN, and I will also talk about a great program from A Sound Beginning, and in fact, it is the only way for your pets to get a sound beginning. I'll explain what I mean by that next. Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. Good morning. It is 6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Time two ways, as they taught us to do in radio school. I never really went to radio school. A Sound Beginning has a great program. You could tell, can't you? A Sound Beginning is a great program. I want to talk to you about that, about decoding the fearful dog. But first, I talk cats. Good morning, Pete. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Steve. I have a confusing situation with my kitty.
Oh, Pete, I have a question for you there. Before you begin, yes. telling me about your kitty, what radio station do you work for? Doesn't this guy, Pete, you must work in radio.
Unfortunately, no. I'm a totally amateur voice person, and I can drop into a bunch, about 80 different voices.
What?
What, and what I've do you never mean? Done it professionally. I've never done it professionally.
Like
no. I mean, do you want to talk to Jimmy Stewart? I could go that direction if you want. It's a fairly easy one for me.
We've got Rich Little on the phone. Go ahead.
Just about.
Who else? Our president.
Well, some presidents I can do much easier than others. Right now, Monica's making a big noise, and I don't know what to say. All the way back to Franklin Roosevelt, who's the only one of that era, John F. Kennedy.
A little Richard
Nixon, if you want.
Sure.
I have two good arms, two good legs, and two good faces, and I use them all for my country.
All right. What's your question, Pete?
Gerald, already did. Well, my question, okay.
Yeah.
Summer of 17, I met this little tabby kitten out in my backyard. And we immediately became very affectionate. And unfortunately, my mother, who I was the caretaker for, declined my doing anything about bringing this cat in the house. You're going to bring all the diseases of the world, blah, blah, blah. Well, Mom left us in November that year, and I held to her word up into December, and I said, no, I'm freezing, and my plan was to take the kitty straight to the vet. And so, and she had been trying to get in all this time, so I did.
What's your question?
Well, anyway, got her all cleaned up, and she's a house cat now.
Yep.
But my question is this. I'll be petting her, and it'll be a purr fest. She's got a big motor. She's loving it and everything. And then she'll take her little front teeth and grab my hand.
Okay.
And so then she'll lick.
Sure. So
and then, and, let me, let and then me, if I start petting again, she'll get more aggressive.
Right. So let me answer the question. So some cats have a petting threshold. All cats do, but it seems that threshold is 5 years for some cats, and you can pet them forever, it seems. Other cats say enough is enough. It can be as much as 3 seconds worth, you know? It sounds like you can pet your cat more than that, but your pet has a tolerance and has a limit. And your cat probably is telling you in some way, and you're not seeing it. Or maybe you're not paying attention to it. So maybe the tail begins to go back and forth. Maybe the eyes become dilated a little. The ears go back or the ears go up. The whiskers go out or straight. Sometimes these signs are subtle. Sometimes they're clear, like the cat begins to growl, or the hair on the back of the cat's neck literally goes up. If any of those things happen, or actually better, before they happen, stop petting. You know, cats are control freaks. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to let your cat feel I'm in control of the situation. Now, if you want to pet your cat more, you can actually train your cat to want to be petted more by stopping, if you can, before those signals begin to occur. Just literally stop petting, and your cat will look at you perhaps and say, well, pet me some more. And just pet once and then give a treat. Pet another time and give a treat. So that way, after a few minutes of petting, you stop, your cat says, I want more, and the cat associates the petting with something positive. Having said that, two things. First of all, some cats actually, I don't know how old this cat is. Age may be a factor or not. The cat may actually hurt in one place or another and may respond like that because of pain. That's a possibility. And as I said, some cats just say, I only like to be pet for a couple of moments. Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, she's about to, the vet, when I took her in last December, estimated her to be 1 year old.
Mm-hmm. So the good news is you don't have an older cat, so pain is somewhat less likely. But still, young people can hurt in places. Young cats can hurt in places. So it just remains a possibility, so I want to put that out there. Okay?
Okay. Well, she's been to the vet a couple times and been looked over, and
okay. Then
when I took her to the vet the first time, all the problems my mom was worried about, nothing. The cat was totally clean.
Good.
It was amazing.
Good.
And I had the only other, and I think she wants to play because this is the same level of activity, her fighting and biting and such after that threshold that you're speaking of. Seems to be the same level of activity that she and her litter mates were doing in the backyard.
Sure. So taking your right. So taking an interactive toy and letting her chase that a couple times a day, you know, a fishing pole type toy with feathers or fabric.
Yeah.
And it's not how long you play with a cat. I mean, even 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of play is fine. But do it as many times a day, 2 or 3 times a day if you can. And that is another way to get energy out. I've got a bunch of text here. I want to get to at least one of them if I can, and I've got to talk about
I'll
a sound
right
beginning
ahead,
program.
But thank you very much. I've been trying to be awake at this hour to ask you these questions for a couple months.
I appreciate it. I thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank
you very much.
And thanks for the Rich Little Show.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got more of them what I bargained for with that guy. I do have some text I want to get to. We'll see. But I need to tell you about Decoding the Fearful Dog. Steve Frost, a dog trainer of renown, great renown, was going to be here this morning. Unfortunately, Steve had a flat tire. So he's not here. Dr. John Sarabasi, veterinary behaviorist, and myself are going to be speaking at a program called Decoding the Fearful Dog on December 9th in Carroll Stream at the Fountain View Recreation Center. Now, this program is for anyone who works in shelters or if you foster pets, veterinary professionals, groomers, dog trainers, pretty much anyone that works with dogs in any way, shape, or form, or volunteers with dogs. I'll be talking about the Fear-Free program. And, you know, it matters not only to veterinary professionals, but groomers, trainers, anyone that works with dogs as well. Instead of just getting it done, how we can get it done in a way that today we know is less stressful for that dog, creating less fear, anxiety, or stress. Dr. John Sarabasi will be talking about fear-based aggression in dogs. Dr. Sarabasi and myself are two of the three co-editors of a book called Decoding Your Dog. We'll be talking about that book as well. Still available. It's only 2 years it's been out. So that was authored by the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. I was honored to be involved in that. And Steve Frost will talk about force-free dog training. Using punishment to train was sometimes the way to do it, but it's not the way to do it anymore. In fact, there's a better way, and it's that better way that Steve will talk about. You can go to my website, stevedale.tv. A lot more information there. Again, the program is December 9th, and most importantly, more than anything else, it includes dinner. The final weeks of 2018 are upon us, and that means major entertaining holidays are right around the corner. And while the folks at Fresh Wave aren't manning the turkey hotline or bringing a dish to pass, they do have some holiday entertaining advice for all of us. Overcooking the yams or jamming up the downstairs bathroom can cause some unwanted household odors, if you know what I mean, especially when your Rogers Park bungalow is stuffed to the gills with stuffed Uncle Gil and 14 cousins. But before you reach for some of that awful air freshener, consider using Fresh Wave instead. You see, traditional air fresheners are made with harsh chemicals and masking fragrances. They do just cover up the odors, maybe. Maybe they don't even do that. When the fragrance goes away, if it does, then the smells do come back or smell even worse than they did in the first place. But Fresh Wave is different because Fresh Wave is plant-based, and it's safe for the pets, and it's real to destroy odor molecules for good, safely, naturally, and effectively. For your Fresh Wave fix, visit your local Ace Hardware store to find the helpful hardware folks nearest you. Visit freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. Nothing works like Freshwave because nothing else really works. We do know that pets are a part of the family. No, they are family. And that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. They're there 24/7. That's the point. And they also have specialists. They have veterinary neurologists, veterinary cardiologists, specialists that you might not have even known existed, like veterinary dentist. And that's important to know because here's what happens. Dog or cat or other pet goes, and sometimes other pet goes into MedVet Chicago, and the neurologist says, well, I'm not sure that this is really neurological. It might be an internal medicine specialist that needs to see the pet. They're all right there in one place. That makes a huge difference, and they're always there 24/7 to learn more. Check them out at medvetforpets.com or call 773-281-7110.